Welcome and good morning. Delighted to see all your shining faces, which is about 10 more shining faces than I kind of thought maybe I'd see. Gare, if I could still put you to work. When folks come in, they get a writing pad and the evaluation form right off the bat. Thank you kindly. All right, so Gary is very kindly equipping everyone with writing pads. What's the Jaws theme? And then the evaluations. We really welcome every workshop you attend today. Do try and remember to do those evaluations. They're so valuable. The feedback is so helpful for planning in the future and just getting a sense of things from our members. So thank you. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you for that help. It seems like all we have to do is ask for help and it can happen. Ah, who knew? I'm always saying that to myself. Who knew? Okay, thank you. That is a major implement of construction we will be using today, actually. Okay. All right. Really appreciate you being here, as I said. And this one, we got to, you know, they sent out the workshop topics, and they said, what do you want to lead? And I saw this one, writing home with the pioneer theme, if you will, but the letters home. But the writing is always something that's going to call to me. My sponsees have reasons to know that a lot, because they'll tell me something, and I'll say, did you write about that? That's my comeback on almost everything. So, and to be very, very clear, I feel that writing is one of the primary things we can do to get at ourselves. Honesty is a huge, huge piece of recovery for me, and my most honest self seems to be with a pen or pencil in hand writing. And I was told in college, you know, when I was trying to be all that, you know, I spent my whole life trying to be all that. I don't know what all that is. Anyway, but all that, and an intelligent person journals every day. So, of course, I tried to journal every day because I wanted to be that, and I was crap at that. I could not do that. Since coming to OA, a little over 6 years ago, I have filled over 15 journal books with my writing. And writing has become a joy for me, absolute joy. And if I can give you one iota of that sense of joy in writing, I will feel like a real happy camper today. So that's my intent. That's my intent. Okay. As you come in, there's writing pads and evaluations that the young man in the blue shirt has for you. We're going to be doing some stuff with that. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Okay. Before I go any further, though, I realize this is difficult logistically from a taping point of view. But I just ask for a shout out. Actually, a show of hands. How many people love writing? Well, that's already more hands than I thought I'd see, too. How many people have trouble writing? Okay, well, that's true. You could love it and have trouble. That's absolutely true. So they're not mutually exclusive, right? How many folks feel that they use the tool of writing often? And I'll let you define often. Okay, kind of, sort of, and some yeses. Good, okay. One of the things that, like anything, ours is a program of action. The action of writing, literally, the action of writing, is in itself part of the process. But that doesn't mean you can't use a computer if that's your preferred method. It doesn't have to be in hand. For me, it does. That's how I do it. But I've heard equally wonderful results from people who use electronic methods as well. But the key is it's not spoken and it's not just thought. It's down on paper or on screen. Okay? It's irrelevant whether this is material you share or keep completely to yourself. Writing has the power to show us things regardless, okay? All right, so there are definitely barriers to writing, but I think that this is an example where the barriers are easily overcome if we take it baby steps. For instance, you hear a lot about people struggling to do their fourth step, getting that inventory. And the idea that we can do anything one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time, the same is true for writing. So if it's the idea that I'll never have time to do this is part of a barrier for you, take a tiny baby step and say, I will write one sentence on a small piece of paper that I may carry with me. You have just written. Okay. So many times we set ourselves up for the can't, can'ts. So you have to set yourself up for the can. Sounds like a dance. So writing is one of the ones where you can have victory dances all the time. So long as you set yourself up for this is okay, this is enough, right? The Great American Novel is not in me. I wish it was. I would love if it was. I would also love if I could play the piano or paint beautiful paintings. Apparently none of those things for me. But I am capable of writing to myself. I'm capable of it. It's amazing. And it's amazing to me. And that's the only person it has to be amazing to. So that's my biggest encouragement. Now, believe it or not, and I bet you will, since you have writing pads in hand, is I would like to do some writing this morning. And that's going to make this a very relaxing session and a very calm session as a way of starting your very busy day today. So I went to the meditation session. It was gorgeous, gorgeous. And now I get to do this and have this lovely time with you. And boy, I'm ready. I'm launching from this. This is terrific for me. So here's what I have for you. I have some writing prompts. Now, take what you like and leave the rest. Isn't that like the best slogan? Oh my God, that is like perfect. I can't resist what I'm allowed to not take, right? So I have some writing prompts for you. You don't have to use them. Thing. However, I would love if there's something on this page that speaks to you and you would like to write from it. But again, only if you want to. But what I'd like to do, and this is really going to make the recording fun, huh? We'll stop it. We're going to do about 20 minutes of writing, okay? Okay, I know that sounds like a lot. I don't think doodling is wrong. Yeah, so doodling is part of that thinking process. You've got a pencil or pen in hand, okay? And it moves you along, okay? Question, Mary Jane? Oh, I know, I'm a doodler too. They all look the same, but what the heck. Okay, so I'm going to pass out the writing prompts, and what I'd like to do is have you just take a look at them. If you have any questions about it or anything, let's talk. Oh, that's fine. If you just want to set to work, oh, thank you very much, Margie. If you want to just set to work with them, that's fine too. If you want to sit and think on that or think on the alternative topics you would rather write about, that is also fine. Are we getting a theme here, guys? Okay. I had one question in the back. Ding. Oh, God, go nuts. Yeah, if there's three you like, write on three. You bet. Absolutely. The sky's the limit. But what I'd like you to feel is that you can. Okay? Now, if some of you feel more creative, I brought a few alternative things here.
Talking loudly, colorful, harder cardstock. So if you want to work in a more colorful environment, feel free. Okay? We also will have something at the end of our session of a special writing tool that I'll be sharing with you as well. But guess what, guys? It is, come on, time, come up for me, baby. It's 9:12. So let's go until 9:32, right? And we will have time to share, not what we wrote necessarily, just about the feelings we had writing, or indeed what we wrote if you'd wish to. There's no requirement, okay? So I really appreciate your willingness. I really, really want to give you kudos on the willingness. I know that this is sometimes a real challenge until we get rolling, so I appreciate your openness to this. Okay, here we go. I got to do mine. And if anyone's more comfortable on a writing surface, I'm perfectly comfortable with you dragging your chair up to the table. So if some of you would like to do that, feel free. This is the only table I thought would be in the room, so relaxed. Thank you for being so game. I saw all the heads. There's news for you guys. You just wrote a Lifeline article. These are all the topics for Lifeline, our magazine, for the coming year. You have just written your, it may have been your first Lifeline article, maybe your 10th, but please submit your article. You just wrote it. Fabulous. We need to hear from you. So if it's something you're comfortable sharing, please send it in, okay? And keep this idea. You can get the full details for how to submit a Lifeline article online at oa.org. And you know that great American novel I wish I had? Well, I can write a Lifeline article. Okay, terrific. Is anyone interested in sharing how it felt or what they thought about this writing or writing in general? If it's all right, can I ask you to come on up to share at the mic? Because then you don't have to, but if you'd like. Okay. Interesting. Anyone else share that feeling? I do too. One of the things my journals, I like to find wire rim ones, because when I write, then I really like to look back. Sometimes I open it randomly back. Sometimes I just look at what I wrote yesterday. And it's amazing what I see. So you may have thought you wrote at random, but if you look back at what you wrote, probably something will jump out at you that resonates and means something today. So I think just the writing is wonderful, but the rereading of our writing is where what we were thinking and our truth seems to come out. For me, that's how it works. And that's been true whether, I was working with a sponsee on a fourth step, so I went back and looked at my first fourth step. Oh, God. You know. So it's always there for me to look back at. And another thing is it's fun to look back, if I go way back, you know, way back 3-4 years or whatever, and see where was my life at then, you know. I understand Facebook. I don't do Facebook, but I know now they start doing, a year ago you were doing this, or 2 years ago you were doing that, or whatever. Well, that's what my journals are doing for me. But it's about the process of my changing within recovery that is what I'm seeing in that journal. It's not whether it was a sunny day necessarily. Ding. I love that concept that what you write gets left behind as well. In other words, as a purge, that's a bad word, as a expression that you can get it out. Okay, Linda was saying that it's part of the writing process, is even if it's not the problem that you started writing on isn't resolved, you can feel better about it. That's a powerful thing. We're looking for things in our recovery that work for us for soothing, comforting, movement, positive movement. We're looking for things that connect us with our higher power. That's some of the things that we're about. And I think you're hard-pressed to find a better tool that kind of helps combine all those things and that's readily available in almost any setting. Okay. I carry me with me most of the time, so I've got me. Anybody else, comments or thoughts on the process? Cool. Somewhere, someone wrote, way back in my soul, you don't deserve to be happy. And
that kind of experience and every experience that we get to have where we can savor our joys. I think I actually know what the word joy means now, and I like it. I love the idea of revisiting a really supremely happy moment and getting to enjoy that again. And writing can do that. Wow, look at the list, guys. It's going on and on of what writing can do. Thank you. Yes. Probably. Not at all. That's not an interruption. That's a wonderful approach to something that you find is a barrier. Yeah. The other thing I was going to say, you can't do this during forest fire season, but I have a flying wish paper for everyone. This is where you can write on the paper, then you crumble it up into a small ball, and then flatten it again and roll it into a cylinder, put it on a safe, non-burning surface, and light it. And it floats away. It literally floats away. It's the coolest thing. Don't do it during forest fire season if you live in the Northwest or California or something, but any other time in a safe, you know, non-combustible place. So I'd love for you to come up and pick the pattern you like and take a wish paper with you. I realize that there's benefit in reading your writing again and that kind of thing, but if it truly is going to stop you from writing, destroy your writing. You've had a benefit just from doing it. Okay. And, I think that that's another gift of our program is we get to look at what's really true. That's my true feeling. Okay, so now how do I deal? Okay. I love the fact that we get over the fact that if we don't deal with it, it keeps hanging out forever. We deal with it and, we move on. Okay, lovely. I'm glad you shared. Linda? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. A lot of people write the old-fashioned notion of instead of a God box was a God can, because God can. And I think that's really neat when I hear of that in program, that because people are that connected. It's a very personal connection that you can make by writing. Very cool. I thought that was a cool topic, too. And I saw a cute cartoon that someone was showing up at the pearly gates, and the supreme being sitting there was a dog, and he said, "You never figured that out? Total acceptance, unconditional love, you know, that this," and spelt backwards. Wow, you brought up the S word, huh? Yeah, I think that that is a really important truth to know, because once you know and accept that you are frightened of what it might uncover, you can actually go uncover. Until you accept that you're afraid of what you might find, you can't get past that. So really good, yeah. All right, guys, I have a couple of things up here. Writing stretches us. And I thank you for hanging with me this morning. If you would like that reminder, come up and take a monkey. Pixar has a great expression. Dory said, "Just keep swimming, just keep swimming." So I have Dory pencils. Just keep writing, just keep writing. Come up and help yourself if you'd like. I don't have enough for everyone, so it's just if you want it, come take it.
Lastly, also everyone can, there's enough of flying wish paper for everyone, so come take one if you'd like to. And then lastly, I had the cardstock of the little note to self or bookmark or anything you feel creatively writing and decorating that you'd like to do, that's up here too. So I had fun. I delight in the fact that y'all were so willing to go there with me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone, for your